Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck from the studios of WNYC, New York Public Radio. I'm John Schaefer. It's always a big deal when the new Pornographers release a record, which they have recently done. The new one is called Whiteout Conditions, and one of the things you can count on the new Pornographers for is big hooks, anthemic choruses, and a kind of technicolor orchestration, which makes today's session a little surprising because the new Pornographers are here in a smaller quartet format, but they're going to play a couple of the songs from the new record, beginning with High Ticket Attractions here live on Soundcheck, the new Pornographers.
One, two, three, four.
You can imagine
all the factions,
surround high ticket attractions,
high on the spirit, hopped up in mystic, after the flame
baptism fearless.
You know the science of fire, you had your calling, you know the song, the Magna Carta, it's underwater.
Underwater,
we left it there
for the sons and the daughters.
One day they'll find it, and
it.
be reminded when we live under sea like we ought to. Didn't know flying and falling, clueless to poor thing, sad to report. Didn't know losing to running, wheels were turning. You know the song,
the thing could go two ways, won't be another exit for days. So pack a small suitcase, anything else can be easily replaced.
Call to action. Surround
high ticket attractions.
You want to travel.
Want to unravel.
Take the experience
to the next level.
With no respect for the warning, the violence of yearning, defiance of learning, imperfected encryption. The voice of addiction. You know the song.
This thing could go two ways. Won't be another. Days. So pack a small suitcase, anything else can be easily replaced.
You know the song.
All the science
and dumped it all in the drink and went silent. They knew the science had fallen. They had their calling. You know the song. This thing could go
two ways. Won't be another exit for days. So pack a small suitcase. Anything else can be easily replaced. This thing could go.
Thank you.
The New Pornographers, live on Soundcheck, a special Facebook Live session. If you're listening to us at soundcheck.org, head on over to our Facebook page, WNYC Soundcheck, to see as well as hear what we're doing in the studio today. Carl Newman on guitar, Simi Stone on violin, Catherine Calder playing the keyboard, Joe Siders behind our drum kit, and everybody, Carl, is singing because that's the New Pornographers way.
There's a lot of singers in this lineup.
And this album in particular, the sound of this record is a lot less solo singing and a lot more ensemble singing.
I think from the beginning, that's what I wanted to do. Like, when I think that came from not really wanting to be the lead singer. So I thought I'd just have a lot of people sing with me. Mm-hmm. And I like the sound of, I've always loved voices together. Like ABBA, what gives ABBA that amazing sound are those two women just singing in unison. And I just love that kind of stuff that I feel like not many people do. You know, so I love unison singing. I love harmony singing. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's the only part that really comes natural to me. So I use it a lot.
And for you, do you find that you write differently if you know in advance who the singers are going to be, or can these songs be sung by? Because this lineup has changed a lot over the years.
Yeah, I don't really know how to write for anybody. Songs always change in the studio, so sometimes they might bend, you know, to meet the person singing it. But for the most part, like I don't really have good control over my whatever my muse is. I think my muse, you know, sends out a lot of wild pitches into the world.
Yeah.
And
well, that's kind of the definition of a muse, isn't it? It's something you don't control, you know? Otherwise, it would just be you.
Yeah, I guess so.
High Ticket Attractions is the name of that song. And for you, Carl, this seems like as close to an explicitly political song as we've gotten. I mean, there's the line about the Mayans taking their science and dropping it into the drink and going silent. Mm-hmm. Was this written before or after the election?
It was during. It was definitely during the whole campaign. And, you know, just the threat of our current reality was scary. And even if he lost, you know, there was the thought of like, well, where are those people going to go? Like, all these millions of people who are emboldened now, like, there doesn't seem like they're going to go away, even if he lost. So it already seemed bad. Like, it already seemed like, you know, the USA had gone down a pretty ugly road. So it wasn't like I purposely was trying to write something political. It just comes out. This is hard. You know, I think for the first time in a lot of... Most people like can't remember any time in their lives when something like this was going on, where all of a sudden everybody feels very political. Everybody feels very active. Everybody's like reading the news every day just to see what's happening, like, you know. And hopefully that's a good side effect.
Yeah. The other funny thing is, you know, it's the first time in most of our lives where science is suddenly a matter of opinion.
Yes, exactly.
As opposed to a matter of facts.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea that science might not be this golden shiny thing that ushers in a great new future, but is something that kind of be used as a political football. It's just
weird. It's kind of crazy. Like, you know, people have been using the word Orwellian a lot. And I feel like, are we already there? Like, like, are we already there where it's like, you can just deny something.
Yeah.
You could say like, the sky is blue. Well, that's your opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And so everybody's got their different opinions. The world is flat. That's my opinion. You say it's round. Well, you know, then you got news shows giving them equal time. Okay, we've got the flat earthers versus the round earthers. Like, like all these things that are so obvious are being presented to us like it's an argument.
Right.
And it's not an argument.
Now, this new album, the New Pornographers record called Whiteout Conditions, this is on your own label.
Yeah, it's essentially... You know, through Concord, they're the one doing all the work. It seems like that's what a lot of people are doing these days. You know, people finish their contract and you see how the music industry has changed. And it seems like you might as well just put it out on your own label and then get somebody else to help you with, like, you know, manufacturing and distribution and all that.
Right. But did it change anything in the process?
No, not really. I mean, the process has always been the same for me. Like, it's, you just put your head down at the beginning and just try and make a record. Mm-hmm. And after that's done, I just kind of follow orders. like, because I'm not an expert in that stuff. Like, I'm not routing our tours. I'm, you know, I know there are other people that know how to do that.
Right. Well, this is the first New Pornographers record in which you have written all of the songs. Mm-hmm. Dan Behar wasn't able to be a part of this record. Mm-hmm. I mean, was that a little bit different for you?
Not really, because on albums where there were Dan songs, like, I would work on his songs, but he wouldn't work on mine. So the process of me just being in the studio and working on my own music didn't seem any different at all. I mean, not that he's not missed, but yeah, just from my, like, it didn't really change how I work.
Yeah. Well, Dan gets a thank you in the liner notes to the album.
Well, that was nice of us.
Yes, yeah, that was very nice of you.
Let me say a thank you to him right now.
The New Pornographers are here with us on Soundcheck playing some songs from the new album called Whiteout Conditions. You want to do the title track for us?
Yeah. I'll see if I can get all the words out.
All right, and there are lots of them. This is another Carl Newman song played live on Soundcheck by the New Pornographers.
1, 2, 3, 4...
Flying the ceiling, I'm barely dealing in the faintest of phrases, but to reveal in such a waste of a beautiful day, someone should say in such a waste of the only impossible logical way. And I'm flying in LA was open, I wasn't hoping for a win, I was hoping for freedom, couldn't beat him, so you crumbled, you doubled, you dosage, you wanna go, said the inhibitor, blocking the passage. Thing is massive and the sky will come for you once. Just sit tight till it's done.
The sky will come for you once. Just sit tight until it's done.
Got so hooked on the feeling, I started dealing in a stage of grief so demanding. I got it standing, every radio buzzing. It wasn't the dream of the moment. It wasn't the current, the carriage you're keeping you going.
Only want to get to work, but every morning I'm too sick to drive. Suffering whiteout conditions, forget the mission, just get out alive. Only want to glean the purpose, only to scratch the surface, raise the plow. Suffering whiteout conditions, forget the mission, just get out somehow.
Everyone's suddenly busy, suddenly dizzy, you're so easy, it's pushing you over. You're taking tours of a treacherous strip of the badlands. You have your demands, maybe you're right for nothing, it's just a bad hand.
Only want to get to work, but every morning I'm too sick to drive. Suffering whiteout conditions, forget the mission, just get out alive. Only want to glean the purpose, only to scratch the surface, raise the plow. Suffering whiteout conditions, forget the mission, just get out somehow.
It suddenly hits me, it's going viral, such a waste of a beautiful day. Someone should say it's such a waste of the only impossible logical way. And got so hooked on the feeling, I started dealing, but the day's been kicking the cages. But to reveal
feeling so committed to your misfortune. Still a cheater, such a waste of a beautiful day. Wish you could be here.
New Pornographers with the title track from the new album called Whiteout Conditions, live here in the Soundcheck studio. Once again, Carl Newman on guitar, Simi Stone on violin, Catherine Calder playing the keyboards, Joe Siders behind our drum kit, everybody singing once again. And it's great that the way the syllables and the phrases sync up with the music, Carl. Until they don't. You know, it seems... So, which comes first for you?
Oh, it's always, like, chords and melodies and all that stuff. The, yeah, writing lyrics is always, you know, it's always the work at the end. And that song in particular, I feel like because the way it was phrased, I don't know, just the way the melody is, I felt like everything had to be really in its place. Like, I didn't think it could be clumsy. Yeah. And so I'd write lyrics and I'd try and sing it and I'd listen back and go like, well, that line sounds weird. So I'd just try and like rewrite it so it felt like very, very smooth.
Yeah. It's funny because, you know, a lot, and we've talked a little bit about this in the past, a lot of your lyrics tend to be kind of elusive and yet the emotion is like really accessible. So the moment in the song where you say, waste of a beautiful day and I miss you, that I miss you.
Or I wish you could be here.
I wish you could be here. Sorry. You know, but not just the emotion of that, but the way it kind of sits surprisingly, you know, short of the end of the phrase is just like a really compelling little musical moment.
I mean, that's good. I mean, I hope it is. I mean, a lot of stuff is just accidental. So I'm always happy when I look back and realize, like, I might have done something clever. Because it doesn't strike me as clever at the moment.
So how do these songs eventually grow into their orchestrations? I mean, you're doing this four-piece here today, which mm-hmm. is kind of unusual for you.
Yeah. I think even when I'm by myself or when I'm in the studio with John or whoever, it's just you don't know till you hear it. Maybe you have an idea. But I love when you're just messing around and things just happen and you just go, stop. That should be it. Like, that should be what drives the music. Like on Whiteout Conditions, there's this sort of really repetitive sort of arpeggiator that sort of becomes like more percussive mm-hmm. than musical. Just pushes the song along. And when we found that made me feel very happy because I thought, oh, this really makes it move. And it changed it for me. And often, like, I don't even bother finishing songs or finishing the lyrics when I go into the studio because I know it's going to change. So I think, why waste my time on something that I'm just going to, you know, I'm just going to change? Like, for instance, talking about some arpeggiator shows up and I think, oh, that's cool. It changes everything. And then I'll think, okay, I got to change the melody now. I've got a better idea of what the melody should be here. And then I'll think, you know what? The chorus should be the verse and the verse should be the chorus. Or the bridge should be the chorus. And just stuff like that happens in the studio. And that's how I like working. Mm-hmm. Just like that keeps it interesting for me.
Well, and the use of an arpeggiator, you know, that's something that bands like Tangerine Dream and Kraftwerk and Neu and all those krautrock bands of the 70s and early 80s, you know, that was something that they used.
Yeah, but it was difficult to do back then. Yeah. Now you can do it with a 99-cent app.
Yeah, right.
Well, maybe not that cheap. Maybe a $5.99 app.
Well, the closing track on the album, Avalanche Alley, has a little bit of like an echo of that krautrock song. Was that part of the musical mix going into this?
Yeah. It was more the idea of krautrock. When we'd be messing around, like sometimes we'd be making demos and, you know, we just put in a temporary beat. It would just be like, and we'd think, oh, it's sort of a krautrock thing. And we'd think, let's keep up with that. Let's do that. And it felt like when we start doing something that sounds good and feels like we've never done it before, that's when we think, okay, this is a good road to go down. Especially when it's not too weird. Especially when it's really moving, mm-hmm. and you feel like, oh, okay, I like this. Let's continue down this road.
Well, you continued down that road and came up with Whiteout Conditions. It's the latest from the New Pornographers, the quartet version of the band, mm-hmm. here with us in
Spring
the studio.
Quartet.
And Carl, to you and the crew, thanks for coming in and playing for us today.
Thank you for having us.
That's all for this Soundcheck podcast. Follow us at Soundcheck on Twitter, like us on Facebook, or follow us on Instagram at Soundcheck Radio. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. This session was engineered by George Wellington. Light production work provided by the New Sound staff, Cameron Havlick. I'm John Schaefer. Thanks for being with us.